We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we're starting from the last words of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are continuing the Yud Ches Davar, the 18 Machlokes in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai, we passing like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. V'idach, Omar Tavi Rishba, Omar Shmuel Tavi Rishba, which Rashi teaches and means, Tavi is the name of a person, Rishba means he was a hunter. Tavi Rishba Omar Shmuel, he says another halacha of the Yud Ches Davar. It's a halacha that's brought down in Masechtas Chumos. The Af Gedule Chuma, Chuma Boi V'Yem Gazu. The halacha is, they take Chuma, and, you know, Yisrael has some Chuma, or Kayin has Chuma, he plants it, and it grows something, you know, new fruit, new tua, new grain grows out of it. The halacha is, that what grows out of it is also Chuma. Planting in the ground and it, you know, getting regenerating itself and then growing again, it's still a din of chuma. It's still a din of chuma. Gedule chuma chuma. And that was one of the Yud Ches Davar. My time, why did they make this gzeira? And Rashi speaks out that this thing, gedule chuma chuma, is even if the core thing that I planted is not here anymore. It's a whole new thing. Still, gedule chuma chuma. And it's only the Rabban de Gedin, because Medaraisa, if you plant something, it's taka not chuma anymore. So my time, why they make this gzeira? Am Rav Chanina, gzeira v'shem truma tahira v'yad Yisrael. We don't want, Yisrael has truma. He says, you know what? I don't want to give it to the Kohen. This is expensive. I don't like giving taxes. I don't want to give it to the Kohen. So what am I going to do? I have truma. I'm not going to eat truma. I have to manifest truma. It's tavel. And I'm not going to eat it. It belongs to the Kohen. So what will I do? I'll plant it. And then I'll become mutter. You know, I'll plant it and become ois truma. It comes out that Kahana will be mafsid that didn't chuma. Therefore, we misakin that it always stays chuma. Therefore, Yisrael won't try such a trick. Zok to Gemara, Amarava, Ichashid lachi, if Yisrael wants to make a shtick and doesn't want to give his kain his due, Afrushin Amalil for sure, he won't be mafsid so much chuma in the first place. Why? Because Medaraisa, keeping the Efshalom Eva, Chita Achat Kedashmuel. But since you could do, according to Ikar Adin, even with Rabbanon, Ikar Adin is one chita is pateras akri. You have a huge pile of tua of wheat. Taking off one wheat latruma is enough. One kernel is enough midaraisa. So with Rabbanon, they would say 1/50th or 1/60th or 1/40th. But midaraisa, one chita is enough to take off truma. So if you wanted to, be mafsid the kayin and not give the kayin his due, it's very simple. It's just take off truma one chita. And since he doesn't do this, Elkivin Defsher Lemebad Chita Achat Kedushmul, like Ovid, Hemuni Mehemnu. We believe him that he doesn't want to lose, he doesn't want to take away money from the Kayin. So that's not the Gzeira. If that's a Gzeira, he would do a much better shtick. So no, that's no reason to Gzeira for that reason. Ella, you know what the Gzeira is for something else entirely. Gzeira is from Chuma Tmei Abiyad Kayin. If a Kayin has Chuma, and somehow it gets Tamei, the halacha is you have to burn it. And he just lost his whole panasa. He lost, you know, the Kayin doesn't work. He gets truma, and he comes down downstairs, and he sees all this truma became tummy from his sharetz. What should he do? He has to burn it. What should he do? He has to burn it. So he has an eitzah, he'll plant it. And he'll plant it, it'll make it good. What's wrong with that? The problem with that is that he'll end up leaving it around before he plants it, and he'll end up eating it by mistake. And it's come to that color. Therefore, we masakin that gedule truma is truma. Dilma mashalei gabe, maybe we mashed and also de takalo. Come to a mikshal. Because be'etzim, the idea is not such a bad idea. But since lemaisa is going to keep it around, it's come to de takalo, that's the problem. And therefore, we said you should not do nishanat. We hold do the chuma as chuma, and therefore, it'll stop you from planting, a kayin at least, from planting chuma tamei. Okay, vayta, another Yud Ches Davar, idach, what's another of the 18 things? Someone who's walking Erev Shabbos with his wallet, and it gets dark. The halacha is, nisin kisli nachri. He gives it to the guy, and he's allowed to do Amir la'akim in such a case, because we're worried, if you're not going to let Amir la'akim, he'll come to carry it himself. That the halacha also boy v'yem goes through. It goes through that day. Now, which part of this halacha was the Yud Ches Davar? So Rashi learns that why you have a different eitzah. You could have just took it and carried it, and every four amos stop. It's called pakas dal amos. So Zog Rashi that was the gzeira. The gzeira was that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to carry pakas dal amos. That was part one of the Yud Ches Davar. You're not allowed to carry pakas medal amos. And other Rishonim argue on this pshat. But that's the way Rashi learns, that one of the Yud Ches Davar is, they now let it carry Pachis Dalad Amos. Beidach. Another one of the Chesdava. Ama Bali Ama Avima Samvasa. Piton Veshamnam Veyenam Ubnei Sehem. And this all counted as one. That the halacha is that Pas Akum is Aser, Shemen Akum is Aser, Yayin Akum is Aser, and Bnei Sehem is an Isser, special Isser Yichud on Goyim. Special Isser Yichud on Goyim. All these halachas were also one of Yud Ches Dava. Let's just go through them quickly. Pas Akum means a pas that a goy baked in his own house. A bakery of a goy, pastors. We paskin that it's mutter, but pas akum means pas that a goy cooked in his own house. Shemen akum means that they misakin that all oil that a goy makes is aser. Lamai said that was never a spashit, that gzera. Yain akum, we know it's yain nesach. It's called stam yainom with choshes v'yain nesach. And bnois akum, we said a certain type of yichud. Now these things were all one of the yudches dava, all four together. Kula mishmoina aser davahim. They're from the 18 things, and these are from the yudches dava. So it comes out, how many Yud Ches Dava we have? We have 18. Now let's figure out the number. So Rashi tells us the number. We have 9 from the case that are pasti chuma. You know, the oichlim that are tamei, the mashkin that are tamei, the 9 things that are poisal chuma, that's 9. 2 more is ein kairin le'erhaneh, ein poilin le'erhaneh. You can't clean your begodim from lice le'erhaneh. That's 2 more, that's 11. And then you have, afterwards, the case of tzinar, which is a case of the... You put a bucket under the gutter, and the shaila is if that's called mayim shuvim. That's number 12. Then you had mardeya, which is the case of ohil we learned today. Bnei's kusim is the case of a little kid that's a nida. Obitzer, that bitzer, that's the case of the hechsher of anavim. Gedule chuma is the one we just learned before. Gedule chuma that you plant. Noisin kisa, that's the case of carrying dalat amos. Upita v'shamnum is one. So that's altogether 18 things. I just counted 7 plus 11 is 18. Veitig Gemara Kasha, Honich L'Ramei, that's good according to Ramea, holds that there's Shu'uvim, there's Gzeres Shu'uvim, when you forget a Keli there. El Rav Yaisi, that argues on that halacha, and we said he added on, the Nida, but that we need also. So Shifts you're having, 17. You're missing. You don't have an 18th one. So to Gemara, there is an 18th one. Ika ho, der Ra'acha ba'ada. And it'll take a few lines to explain what's Rav Acha Ba'ada. So, Omer Rav Acha Ba'ada, Omer Rav Yitzchak. Gozru, we just mentioned that one of Yud Ches Dava was Gozru al Piton Meshum Shamnam, explains that they were Gozer on Pas Akum because of the Shemen. Val Shemen and the Gozer al Shemen Meshum Yainam. So, Gemara, first of all, asking that, what are you talking about? Piton Meshum Shamnam, you make a Gozer on the Pas because you might drink the oil? Might own Meshem and Pas. What's the Meshem and Pas? Hell like this. Gozru al pitom v'shamnam shum yeinam. Chazal will go, you shouldn't eat pas akum, the bread of akum, and you shouldn't eat the shemen of akum. Why not? Mishum yeinam. Because if you come to eat that, you'll come to eat by them and eat their wine also. Drink their wine. What's wrong with drinking wine? Val yeinam, and if you drink their wine, mishum b'nei seyem, you're going to get close to their daughters and marry their daughters or do yich with their daughters. Val b'nei seyem, what's wrong with getting close to their daughters? Mishum dava acha, because of avodah zarah. And that's, so far, we knew that was number 18. Rav Acha Ba'Yakov adds on, Rav Acha Ba'Ada adds on one more. Val Dover Achar Meshum Dover Achar. And they were Goyzer on Dover Achar Meshum Dover Achar. What does that mean? Zog to Gemara, my Dover Achar. Om Rav Nachman Ba'Yitzchok, Gozru Al Tinuk Nochri. On a boy, a little baby boy Nochri, Shemetame Beziva. That is Metame Beziva. He's Metame like a Zov. Why? So a Tinuk is all Rogel, that's a Meshum Zachar. So the Yiddish boys should not play with the Goyish boys because the word at Mishkav Zachar, word at Mishkav Zachar, and therefore we don't let them play together. And therefore, to discourage that, we make them into a Zav. And that, according to Rabbi Yossi, will be the 18th thing. Frank the Gemara, then what does Rameya do? Yachi lo Rameya, Nami Tishtari Avim, it'll be 19. So the Gemara, then you can say, Oichlim v'kelim shenitu mashkim v'chad v'chashav l'hu. One of those 9 things in the Mishnah about trumas that becomes possible was oichlim ukelim shnitum mashkin. We said oichlim they got time for mashkin and kelim got time for mashkin, and we counted as 2. So we counted as 1, and therefore you have your 18 things. And ad kan the sugya of yud ches dava, very clear that we have the 18 things that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were goizim. We passed like Beis Shammai, and Hillel was choizer to pass like Beis Shammai. Ad kan the sugya of the yud ches dava. Zotimar Vaitu, we're coming back to Hilchos Shabbos. And we're learning the Mishnah here, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Now, the Mishnah Pashtus, most of the things in the Mishnah are a discussion of something called Shvisas Kalim. We'll see, maybe Beis Hillel holds it, but Pashtus only Beis Shammai holds of it. And that not only do you have to keep Shabbos, your Kalim also have to rest on Shabbos. And a lot of these halachas are geboit on that halacha of Shvisas Kalim. It's based on that halacha that the Kalim have to rest on Shabbos also. But the Metz Hashem and the Gemara will get more clear. We'll just learn the Mishnah Kipshutai as simple as we could. Zok the Mishnah. Beishami Oimrim. Ein Shairin Diyoi. You're not allowed to soak dye on Shabbos. V'samonim. Or dye that you use to dye clothing. Diyoi is used to make ink. To make ink. And samonim is for dye. Or kashinim, or a certain type of Michael Behema, a certain type of grain that you use for Michael Behema. These things, when you soak it, it's an issa of lush. It becomes into one mush, and it becomes an issa of lush. So you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos, because it turns out you're doing lush, your keli is doing lush on Shabbos. Ela k'nish yisharim b'yayim. You only could do that if it's enough time that it'll become one mush before Shabbos. B'yayim. But Shabbos says you can't do this right before Shabbos, you can't set up your dye or your karshinim, and let it soak the whole Shabbos, because that's an iser of Shvisas Kalim. And Beis Hillel matirim, and Beis Hillel hold, that's not a problem. It's not a problem, you're allowed to do this. Beis Hillel is no problem with Shvisas Kalim pashtus, and therefore, if you did it right before Shabbos, you didn't do it on Shabbos, you don't care if the soaking continues on Shabbos. Another halacha b'shamim Beis Hillel, b'shamim emrim, ein oistin unim shal pishtam, you can't take little bundles of piston of flax, l'soicha taner, and the reason why they used to put it into the oven is that used to clean it. And it's an issa of malabin. So you can't put it into the taner, only if it could get warm and clean before Shabbos. But if you do it right before Shabbos and it's going to work on Shabbos, it's not allowed. V'loyes at semel yoyra, and you can't put the wool into the pot that dyes it a certain color, only if it could get colored before Shabbos. You could let it do it right before Shabbos, even though it's going to work on Shabbos, but I'm not doing anything on Shabbos. Like, it's just sitting there, going by itself. That's not a problem. A third machlokes here. You can't put out traps to catch wild animals, birds, and fish on before Shabbos. Only if it could do the job before Shabbos. But if it's a trap on Shabbos, that's awesome. It's not a problem. Another machlekes, b'sham yomrim. Right, this next machlekes is nothing to do with Shvisas Kalim. Ready, it's a mir la'akim type of shiloh. B'sham yomrim, ein meicherin l'nachri. You can't sell something to a guy right before Shabbos, and he walks out of your property on Shabbos. It looks like he's doing a job for you. Ein tunim to einim imoy. You shouldn't help him load up a package onto a behemoth right before Shabbos. You shouldn't load him on his back a package right before Shabbos, because all these places looks like he's walking, doing it for you. You only can do that only if you can reach the nearest place, or he can reach his destination before Shabbos. Rashi's mashma has to reach his destination. The Rashash says it's enough if you reach the nearest house, so that's enough. And it's not awesome. The guy's doing something for himself. It's all doing something for himself. And I just helped him before Shabbos. I'm not like, no gzeir on that. Not a shayla. V'shamet emrim. Ein noistin oirois la'abdom. You have a worker who works in the tannery, a guy. His tannery shop. You can't give your leather into the tannery shop right before Shabbos. Like Caleb and Kavis Nachri. You can't give your clothing into the cleaners. Only if it's enough time to do it that day. And you should do it that day. Kulam Beisilim Atirim Im Hashemesh. Beisil holds, you're allowed to do it right before Shkia, you're allowed to give it to them. Omra Shim Gamil. We'll see Lachal Mais, we'll see the Gemara. Omra Shim Gamil. No Yiganoi Beis Abba, Shay Noistim Kli Lavon Lekoivis Nachri. Shim Gamil says, my father was Noig like Beis Shammai. He gave the Kli Lavon Lekoivis Nachri, the white clothing, which takes a while to clean. Shloish Yom Kerem Shabbos. He gave it 3 days before Shabbos, in order he has enough time to do it before Shabbos. Because he used to paskin like Beis Shammai. V'shavim elu ve'elu shetunim kares b'sva v'gule hagas. Both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that from before Shabbos already, you could load up the Beis Haba, which is the olive press, and the wine press, you could load them both up before Shabbos, even though there's a heavy beam in it on Shabbos, and juice will come out of it before on Shabbos. And the reason is, Rashi explains, is that before they put it loaded up into this gas is a big like basket, and on top of it you put a heavy beam to crush it. So before you put it in there, you do a little crushing yourself. Either by Zeisim, Rashi says, you grind it first, or by grapes, you jump on it with your feet first. So already before it's put into the gas, the process of schita started already. And therefore, there's no iser schita when it's in the gas. It's not an iser deraisa of schita. Since it's not an iser deraisa of schita, there's no problem of shvisas kalim on those things of zeisim va'anovim. And therefore, even Beis Shammah will agree, I'm allowed to load up the Beis Abad right before Shabbos, even though some of it will get crushed out on Shabbos. Since it already started before Shabbos, the crushing that happens on Shabbos is not an iser deraisa of schita. And therefore, it's not a problem.